Take it easy when you talk to me, okay? Do you want to go to war? Come on. Do you want to go to war? We'll take you to war, okay?
Tony, come at the main.
Alex! You there?
Tony Montana, a Cuban immigrant who became king of a cocaine empire. 20 years ago, actor Al Pacino played the fictitious Montana in the modern gangster epic Scarface. The movie's violence, ruthlessness, and language disturbed many critics. 2 decades later, Scarface is being celebrated with the double DVD release. Martin Bregman produced the movie. I spoke with him earlier about the legacy of Scarface. Why is it that this movie has become so popular and so recognized over 20 years? Most films don't last.
It started right from the beginning. An audience was developed from the film by the film right at the very beginning, the young audience, college kids, okay, inner city kids, musicians.
But the critics and the media.
The critics hated this film initially. The critics didn't understand what we were doing. We were making a film, the whole concept. My concept was to do a film about the rise and fall of an American gangster or an American businessman, because that's what the original Scarface, the Scarface that was made with Paul Muni and George Rath. It was about this young gangster who became top of the world.
I'm giving you orders for the last time.
There's only one thing that gets orders and gives orders, and this is it. I'm going to write my name all over this town with it in big letters.
Hey, stop him, somebody.
Get out of my way, Johnny. I'm going to spit.
And that was your inspiration to...
That was my inspiration. The film is not quite that. It's way, way beyond that.
How do you see this character, Tony Montana?
I see him as a very bright, ambitious, okay, with a character flaw. Here was a guy that was making huge amounts of money, became enormously successful, and it wasn't enough. So he entered his world, the drug world, and he was ultimately destroyed by that.
This here, this what it's all about, Manny. Eating, drinking, snoring, then what? This what I work for? We're looking at.
You need people like me so you can point your fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
I think when you just watch this film, there's an early sequence where there's a drug buy going down and a guy is killed with a chainsaw, and it's a horrific thing to watch.
It's always been bloodletting in film. You don't see much bloodletting in this. You see the before and the after. The film was violent only in terms of the world we were dealing with. We were dealing with a very violent world.
You got the writer Oliver Stone,
yes,
to go and research this film. And did you go on those trips as well?
I sure did.
To talk to,
yep,
drug agents and drug lords and,
yes,
drug runners?
Yes.
Did you see the things that you show in this film?
I wasn't there when they chopped somebody up, but that's an incident that did in fact happen. We got that information from the U.S. attorney down there. Some of the big drug dealers thought we were, you know, we were princes right out of Hollywood, you know. They were excited by it. The people that weren't excited about it were people that thought it was an anti-Cuban film, which it wasn't.
The Cuban community in Miami,
the Cuban community,
they didn't
in Miami,
like you.
They didn't like us before the film was made.
Yeah.
They were under the impression that we were going to make a film about the Cuban society down there. They were all drug dealers. That isn't what we did.
Al Pacino as the character Tony Montana. How was it getting him to become that character? Because he sure seems to, as an actor in the film, he becomes a truly frightening human being.
Al Pacino is a very gentle, quiet, shy man. That can sound as a big shock to you. He's also a great actor. Many of the things that came out of his performance came out of him.
I just wonder, Mr. Bregman, if you feel that in some way what has happened with the film and what has happened with the country and our society demonstrates the rightness of your making this film, because the things that you showed in Scarface aren't as shocking anymore.
Strangely enough, they weren't shocking then. They were only shocking to the reviewers. They were not shocking to the audience. It was about coming up. Coming up means starting with nothing, okay, and getting to the top of whatever you do. Here's a guy that started with nothing. He was an immigrant. He came here with no money, put in jail, okay? And because of his code of ethics, now that's a strange thing to say, ethics in this film, it was a street code, Okay? And that's what young people identify with.
Hey, Foster, let's get this straight now. All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand? Do you want to go on with me to say it? You don't? Then you make a move.
But are you saying there's something heroic in the character of Scarface?
I'm saying the character that we portrayed did have an ethic until he got messed up on drugs.
You've called this film a modern gangster opera. And you say that there isn't any other film quite like it. There hasn't been.
There absolutely hasn't been. It was almost Shakespearean in what it was about. It was bigger than life. It was intended to be bigger than life.
Martin Bregman, producer of Scarface, thank you for coming in to speak with us on Day to Day.
Well, thank you for having me.
So say goodnight to the bad guy. The last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again, let me tell you.
A new double DVD release of Scarface is out this week.